Welcome to the MA Rutzone Tefillah audio series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlean. Today we will be focusing on Tehillim Perek Mem Zion, chapter 47, the Mizmor that we say seven times before Tzikias Shofar on Rosh Hashanah.
Lamanatseach, Livnei Korach Mizmor.
To the conductor, a song inspired by the sons of Korach, who at the very last moment before being swallowed up into the abyss after having rebelled, reached the height of repentance, an appropriate preamble to a mizmor said on Rosh Hashanah before Tzikias Shofar. And what do the Bnei Korach, whose descendants sang in the Beis HaMikdash, declare? They announce the coronation of the King of Kings, the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. The overarching theme of Rosh Hashanah is to be Mamlich Hashem, to acknowledge God as the King. And in this mizmor, the sounds of the shofar blasts, the call to sing to the King on his throne, and the assembly of nations under one reign converge to paint a picture of mankind celebrating HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. Throughout this mizmor, we will see references to the shofar, lashonos of tekiya, teruah, the sounds of the shofar. In addition, we will also see peppered throughout references to some of the reasons behind blowing of the shofar, one of which is that the shofar calls to mind the ceremony of a royal coronation, where instruments were played, chatzotzros, as well as the shofar, were blown. Pasuk Beis 2, Kol ha'amim tik'u chaf. All of the nations join hands. They will clap their hands together and shout sounds of joy to Hashem in a voice of song. Tiku chaf hariu lelokim bekol rina. We are not coerced. We willingly accept Hashem as King. On one level, we are speaking about the ideal state where it is not just the Jewish nation who coronates God, but it is a universal acceptance. Kol ha'amim tiku chaf. All of the nations are joining hands. This is a transformed United Nations that finally is full of integrity and honesty, whose songs will ultimately blend with perfect harmony with our songs. Hariu Lelokim, from the Lashon of Teruah, a calling out from the depths of our emotions. We're not actually blowing the shofar, but we are creating a sound from our souls. As Rav Hirsch points out, Hariu Lelokim, we are solemn, and we stand in awe of Elohim, the God of strict justice. But tempered with that solemnity is Bekol Rina. We rejoice in that realization with a voice of song, which is indeed much of the theme of this perek. Our service to God is one of yira, of fear, of trepidation on the one hand, and simcha and joy on the other hand. And alternatively, we highlight Hashem's dual countenance towards us. He is Elohim, the God of Din, and he is Hashem, the God of Rachamim. The next verse answers the question of why should we clasp hands together? Why should we blow sounds of joy? Why should we shout the sounds of joy? Pasuk Gimel 3, Ki Hashem Elyon Nora Melech Gadol Al Kol Haaretz. Because God is on high and awesome, a great king over all of the land. Another symbolism of the shofar is referenced here, where the shofar is to highlight the idea that Rosh Hashanah is the birth date of the world's creation. God is creator, and unlike some schools of thought, which maintain that God created the world and subsequently leaves the world to run on its own, we proclaim the opposite. Melech Gadol al Kol Haaretz, that God is the king over all of the land, which clearly fits with the theme of Rosh Hashanah as a day of judgment about all aspects of creation. Dalid 4, Yadber Amim Tachtenu, He Hashem leads nations under us, Ulaumim Tachas Ragleinu, and nations under our feet. In Messianic times, we are promised that the nations will be under the auspices of the Jewish people. Rav Hirsch looks at Yadber as a gathering together. They will gather together willingly because they will see the integrity of the Jewish mission statement. Pasuk Hey 5, Yivchar Lanu Es Nachlasenu, Hashem will choose for us our portion, Es Gaon Yaakov Asher Ahev Selah, the pride of Yaakov, whom God loved, Selah, a musical stop, a pause to contemplate what we are referencing. We are referencing the Beis HaMikdash, which is in Yerushalayim, which is in the land of Israel. Yivchar lanu es nachalaseinu. Hashem will choose the best location. As we say in the Musaf of Shalosh Regalim, we want that service to return where we appear before Hashem three times a year, b'makom asher yivchar, at the place that Hashem will choose. That location, of course, is the Makom HaMikdash, which is in Yerushalayim, which is in the land of Israel. And this calls to mind yet another symbolism of the shofar blast, or the horn blast of the enemy that called armies together to destroy the Holy Temple. As it says in Yirmiyahu Perek Dalid, Ki kol shofar shamati nafshi, trua milchama. My soul has heard the sound of that shofar of the enemy, that sound of war. And when we hear our shofar, we pray that the day will come where we will be able to proclaim that the dreaded sound of the horn blast of the enemies will be replaced by the exciting and celebratory sounds of the shofar at the time of Mashiach, when the third temple will be built. This pasuk, referencing Eretz Yisrael, which is inserted in the middle of this mizmor describing the coronation of Hashem, highlights the centrality of Eretz Yisrael. Yivchar lanu es nachalaseinu. Hashem will choose our portion. That portion is the land of Israel. And when thinking about Rosh Hashanah, we don't typically think about Eretz Yisrael as the focal point of the day. However, thinking about this pasuk calls to mind the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh osa tamid, enei Hashem Elokecha ba mereishis hashana va'ad acharis hashana. The land that the Jewish people are going to is a land that Hashem watches over constantly, on land on which Hashem keeps his eye on it constantly. From the beginning of the year, mereishis hashana va'ad acharis hashana, until the end of the year. And within this pasuk, we see the juxtaposition of the words Rosh and Shana, Reishis Hashanah, something that we don't even see in the Torah when speaking about the holiday of Rosh Hashanah itself, we see with reference to the land of Israel. And indeed, from this pasuk, Rashi alerts us to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says the success of Eretz Yisrael is judged on Rosh Hashanah, and the success of the land of Israel, according to the Ramban, impacts the rest of the world. So that Eretz Yisrael on one level is the focal point of Rosh Hashanah, which calls to mind yet another symbolism of the shofar, that the shofar blast will herald in the Kibbutz Golios, where all people in exile will gather to the land of Israel. As it says in Yeshaya, V'haya b'yom ha'hu yitaka b'shofar gadol, Uva ha'ovdim me'eretz Ashur v'hanidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim hishtachavu l'Hashem behar ha'kodesh. On that day, a great shofar will be blown, and all of those who were lost from the land of Ashur and who were pushed from the land of to the land of Mitzrayim will come and bow to Hashem on the holy mountain in Yerushalayim. Pasuk Vav 6, Allah Elokim b'trua, Hashem b'kol shofar. God ascends in the trua blast, and Hashem in the sound of the shofar. Another symbolism of the shofar is to recall the trua blast at Matan Torah. As it says with reference to Matan Torah in Parshas Yisro, Vayihi kol ha-shofar holech v'chazek, the sound of the shofar increased in intensity. This pasuk, according to the Medrash, is a reference to Matan Torah. The trua blast of the shofar is a quick staccato burst resembling the deep emotion that surfaces in anguish of fear that we feel when we hear the shofar. The shofar blast invokes this emotion as we contemplate our actions and that our lives hang in the balance. As it says in Sefer Amos, Im yitaka shofar ba'ir va'am lo yacharadu, is it possible for a shofar to be blown in a city and the nation should not tremble? It brings a sense of fear. Yet there is tension between the various symbolisms of the shofar, because on the one hand, we have a sense of fear, but on the other hand, this fear is tempered with Hashem b'kol shofar, as we see in this pasuk. Hashem, the Midas HaRachamim, is also embedded within the shofar blast. And the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah tells us that God sits on his throne of din, kaviyachol, of strict justice on Rosh Hashanah. But once the shofar is blown, omeid mikisei hadin v'yoshev b'kisei rachamim, he gets up from the throne of din, of strict justice, to the throne of rachamim, of mercy, and judges us with mercy. So the duality of the day of Rosh Hashanah is encapsulated within this pasuk. It is a day of din, which engenders fear, but balanced with that, the shofar and the intents and the thoughts that we immerse into hearing that shofar facilitates Hashem's mercy. Pasuk Zion, Zamru Elokim Zameru, sing songs of praise to God, sing songs of praise. After having heard the shofar, now the Shaliach Tzibor calls to the people listening to call out and sing to the king. Zamru l'malkeinu zameru, sing songs of praise to our king. Whereas we have highlighted the dual emotion that the shofar evokes, the tension between the emotions of joy on the one hand and dread on the other, we now encounter the sense of joy that takes over. Zamru l'malkeinu zameru. A sense of simcha, a sense of celebration, now takes center stage and bursts forth. Perhaps if we follow the imagery of the Medrash, we are singing because God has now shifted to the Kisei Rachamim after the shofar blast. According to the Pasuk Pshat, we are singing because God is the King. Pasuk Ches, Ki Melech Kol Haaretz Elokim, Zamru Maskil, because God is the God over the land, we burst forth in song. Maskil, because we understand, we have gained clarity. The singing is a result of a deep perception that leaves us feeling a tremendous sense of fulfillment. Pasuk Tes 9, Malach Elokim Al Goyim, Elokim Yashav Al Kisei Kacho. Hashem reigns over all of the people. He sits on his holy throne. Here, yet another symbolism of the shofar, which we have referenced, is alluded to here specifically, that Hashem sits in judgment on Rosh Hashanah on his throne. And the shofar stirs our hearts to remind us of this. Pasuk Yud 10, Nedive Amim Ne'esafu. The nobles of the nation will gather together. Why? Because they are acknowledging Am Elokei Avraham. They are gathering towards the nation of Israel, whose God is the God of Avraham. Because they will acknowledge in Messianic times that Hashem is the ultimate defender of the land. Ma'od na'ala, he is extremely exalted. This pasuk references Avraham Avinu, which highlights yet another symbolism of the shofar. It recalls the horn of the ram that Avraham Avinu sacrificed in place of Yitzchak at the Akedas Yitzchak. The shofar blast reminds us, and Kaviyachol reminds Hashem of that sacrifice, and in that merit facilitates Hashem's rachamim on us. In addition, Akedas Yitzchak we see the investment and its return for generations to come, as the Akedah infuses our service of God with our own Mesiras Nefesh, which brings Hashem to look upon us with rachamim. This perek depicts the loud shofar blast, a sense of awe and pageantry as we imagine the nations acknowledging Hashem and coronating him as the ultimate king in Messianic times. It is also a perek that highlights the alarming sounds of the shofar of war, the shofar of wailing and crying, the shofar of trepidation, of din. But those emotions are balanced with the happier sounds of the shofar that accompany joyous sounds of singing. On Rosh Hashanah, we speak of Hamtakas Hadin, the sweetening of the judgment. And this preamble to the shofar blowing illustrates the dual emotions that pervade the day of Rosh Hashanah. We shudder at the judgment that awaits us from Elokim, the God of strict justice, yet we are full of hope and rejoice with the knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Hashem, the God of Rachamim. May we merit that the shofar blast this Rosh Hashanah facilitate Hashem's mercy on us and herald in the anticipatory and exciting sounds of the ultimate shofar gadol that will be a melodious and joyous sound with the coming of Mashiach. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and family in memory of their beloved mother, Rose Siegel, Sarah Russa, Bas Raphael, and her beloved sister, Celia Firestein, Cyril Bas Raphael of Baltimore, Maryland. Please visit ou.org/women/yr for a list of daily sponsors. Wishing everybody a kasiba v'chasima tova.